Report: California loses nearly $350 million to migration out of state. By Joel B. Polak on July 30, 2023. The state of California lost nearly $350 million in tax revenues in 2021 due to migration out of the state. A worrisome figure as the state contemplates a new deficit of $32 billion this year. The real estate website MyListing.com reported. California ranks first among states experiencing the worst net negative tax income migration. With a staggering net loss of $343.2 million, the Golden State is witnessing an outflow of high-income earners. Despite its numerous attractions, from the booming tech industry and world-class universities to beautiful landscapes and cultural richness, California's high personal income tax rate seems discouraging for many high-wealth individuals. This, coupled with the state's high cost of living, will likely fuel a wealth migration out of California. These trends affect the state's economy, especially the real estate and job markets. The departure of high-income earners can decrease demand for luxury real estate and potentially affect the commercial real estate sector. It also impacts job creation, as these high-income individuals often play a significant role in business expansion and entrepreneurial activities. New York was second, losing $299.6 million, and Illinois was third, with a net loss of $141.7 million. Governor Gavin Newsom, D, has focused on attacking conservative states like Florida, but he is losing residents and tax revenues to those states. MyListing.com notes that Florida and Texas led all other states in positive tax migration. Arizona, currently governed by Democrats, was third. Newsom enjoyed a budget surplus of nearly $100 billion last year, buoyed in part by federal coronavirus funds that were signed into law by President Joe Biden in 2021. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.